busy man.
How you doing?
BMOC. I'm doing okay. Busy as hell. How about yourself?
Just chilling these days, thank God. But it's getting to be that time of year again where I'm getting tight on cash. So.
No worries.
Thought I'd give you a call.
Appreciate it. So I've got your file. I got your file submitted.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask you. You said your bank's approved you, and you want to see what else is available, correct?
My bank approved me for $150,000, but I don't have time to deal with all that bullshit. Plus, they always want like my house down and all this other shit. So
a lot of things to jump through. Gotcha. So here's what I've done. I've submitted your file. In a perfect world, how much would you be looking for? Like $250,000. I'm guessing.
I'm thinking $225,000.
Okay. Is there a reason behind that exact number, or?
Well, last year it was 150, and I remember after I did 150, I was thinking to myself, fuck, I should have got 200 because I'm going to be tight on cash because it was tight right around February.
Okay.
But then we pulled through, and then this year has been very similar in terms of sales number. I think we grew like maybe 5%, but we're a hell of a lot more profitable this year.
Okay.
Just because of a lot of one-time expenses the previous year for
okay.
growth.
Gotcha.
So I'm thinking to myself, all right, it's similar, but I won't have to struggle in February, so 225 should be dead on what I need for the whole year again.
Okay, cool. All right, did you end up ever pulling the trigger on equipment? I tried to reach you, but I wasn't able
no.
to connect.
No, okay. I never bought anything. I'm gonna wait still. We kind of facilitated growth by increasing price. That's why we're
okay.
more profitable and didn't really see much growth. And
okay.
I'm very comfortable, you know, at this level of sales. So, you know, I don't think I want to jump the gun unless something happens where, like, you know, if Trump gets in and suddenly we all get busier just organically, then I think I'll be ready for equipment. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Next question, where do you buy your stone from right now? Are you buying it from Brazil or India? Are you buying it locally?
It's all local.
Okay. Have you ever explored the Brazil or India idea?
I have not, and I want to. I just can't ever find a good supplier.
Okay. I can hook you up with some people, by the way. And here's the reason.
Yeah,
I'll get you some phone numbers. Here's the reason why what a lot of my customers are doing, and I'll kind of give you an idea. And sometimes it's not as extreme example as this, but we have a customer right now. Oh, they're our customer. They've been our customer for about 5 months. And so they had an opportunity to buy from China where their cost per square foot was normally $21 on a certain material. They could buy from China. Basically, in their minds, their supplier is a finance company. So their supplier is saying, hey, look, I'll give you terms. It's not a ripoff. It's $21 a square foot. But by basically buying from China directly, and yeah, there's some risk because they're having to buy it up front, and it takes a few months to get there and sold.
That's what worries me. Yeah, that's what always worries me. And not that you got to buy it up front, but you got to give up 50% up front usually.
Sometimes it's all up front, but why this customer was comfortable was the cost. So his cost was $7 a square foot. So the difference was, do I want to pay? And it's obviously just a different number, but, you know, in his idea is, do I want to pay $250 to you guys plus some interest, or do I want to pay $750 to these guys? And and the reality is it's longer with us because our terms aren't 90 days. So just something to think about. But I can get you some numbers for China and India and Brazil. I actually know a lot of people that should be very, very helpful for you.
I'll get you a list of what I need because 72% of our sales are 10 colors.
Okay.
And these 10 colors, I'd say 7 of them come from India, and the other 3 will come from Brazil. So, yeah, but, you know, most of those guys, they barter and they swap, and then they can send me everything from one manufacturer. Now, there was one guy that used to hook it up, but he was kind of like a broker middleman, and his prices were dead smack in the middle of what a local guy would be and what a quarry guy would be.
Mm-hmm.
But he's demanding money up front and stuff too now, and I don't want to have to deal with that. But I guess if you're in the picture and we can work something out, then maybe that'll help.
Well, let me kind of walk through the numbers to see if it would be worth your while. So what do you pay for locally per square foot?
Okay, so for black pearl, I pay $9.50.
Okay.
I could give you the 10 colors right now.
Yeah, just tell me, just so black pearl, I'm familiar with that. I know what that is. All right, okay. Black pearl's $9.50, okay.
Yeah, Venetian gold, I'm paying $9 a square foot.
What would that cost from your middleman or from just there directly?
Well, you know, I could, if I went straight direct, I think I'd get all the stuff for half the price, but then you figure shipping and all in there, it's probably six.
Six.
But I'm moving a lot of it. I'm moving a lot of this stuff.
How much do you buy per month?
Per month, $65,000 a month.
Okay. So just to kind of, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a few different programs approved for you to give you some options, but realistically, I think... Mm-hmm. One of the things to shoot for is to get you, without going crazy, the goal is probably to get you perhaps a higher dollar amount. I don't, you're a reasonable person, and I don't think it's about, hey, it's an all or nothing scenario, but if you're spending 65 grand a month consistently, and I like to be conservative, and then if you blow it out of the water, it's great. So let's just say you're paying $7 all in a square foot. Obviously, that's a very high number. The price is probably going to be lower. So let's just do, instead of, you know, let's say you're paying 70% of the cost, which is pretty, that's like 630. So
40 grand a month.
It's like 32, 36 grand a month, 40 at the most. So the question is, if you could get additional funding and that difference
buy
of 20.
Overseas.
Yeah, and buy overseas, that difference is 25,000. So the question is, if you say bought 3 months in a row, just 3 months up front, would it cost you $75,000? And the answer is absolutely not. So let me put some numbers together for you. I'm going to circle back with you probably in a few hours, and then does that time work?
Yeah, that sounds a good idea. Yeah, I guess so 120 grand. Yeah, I mean it wouldn't cost you 75 grand in savings, but then yeah, it makes sense. All right, hit me back.
I'll get right back to you. Thanks, brother.
Thank you. See
you. Bye-bye.